my favorite part is that when I do get to work with folks who might not necessarily be professional narrators, actors, maybe not have been in front of the mic before, to get an amazing performance out of them and for them to really cherish their own voices. We're all our own worst critics. You don't necessarily like listening to ourselves or even seeing ourselves on camera. But when we come to the end of making the audiobook and them listening to themselves, they're like, oh, I actually did a good job. Yeah, you sound great.
Welcome to The Author's Leverage, the podcast where we explore the journeys that await you beyond your book. I'm your host, Parshel Tashi, and in each episode, we connect with best-selling authors, publishing experts, and industry pros to unveil the pathways that enable you to leverage and amplify your book for extraordinary impact and income. Whether you're a seasoned author or just embarking on your authorpreneur adventure, prepare to be inspired. Today, we're joined by a guest who's going to share some invaluable insights with us. But before I introduce them, I want to invite you to download your copy of our ebook and its companion digital workbook. It's called 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. It's a comprehensive guide to supercharge your author journey, and you can find it below this episode, along with where you can connect with us on social media, subscribe, and rate the podcast. Now, let's dive into today's episode and take a sneak peek into the future of your success as an author. Welcome to The Author's Leverage. I am so excited about this conversation because we're talking about something that I really think is really transforming learning experiences, is improving reading experiences, and that is audio-based recordings and experiences. And so I'm excited to talk today to Allegra Bandy. And in this conversation, that's what we're talking about. Audio recording, audio engineering, things that are really going to be about establishing your voice in a new platform in a new way that's going to resonate with your audience in a totally different way. Audio is such a big part of our lives. This is going to be a good conversation. You might see me move around a little bit around the desk, or you might hear some noises. I am now a new cat mom. Grits is here on the show. Let's welcome Grits. Yay. Grits is an 8-week-year-old kitten. Exciting. Anyway, let me introduce you guys to Allegra Bandy. Based in Oakland, California, Allegra Bandy provides expertise in audio recording and engineering, audio editing, and publishing for audiobooks, podcasts, music productions, and digital audio education. She also provides highly trained vocal abilities for radio, television, singing, narration, and voiceover work, as well as vocal coaching. Over the past 20 years, Allegra has developed a range of experience in the entertainment and recording industries, in K-12 and adult education, nonprofit administration, and journalism. She's an avid hiker, knitter, golfer, and auntie. Her company, Odua Publishing, specializes in audiobook publishing that features nonfiction and personal development audiobooks narrated by their creators. Odua's mission is to help people make their world a more peaceful, equitable, and joyous place. Join our growing list of authors who share the same vision. So excited. Allegra, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Tashi.
Yes.
It's good to see you in Grits.
Yes. Grits is having a ball over here. And it's a good time. It's a good time. Your experience is so vast in the space around audio. And I know I focused in the beginning on just your expertise around authors. And so I know that's the focal point today, but it's just so interesting to hear all of your experience in a number of sectors when it comes to audio experiences. And you, I know you're a musician as well. All that comes together in such an exciting way. So what do you enjoy most about what you get to do?
What do I enjoy most? In the work that I do with Odua Publishing, we specialize in working with authors to help them turn their books, their already published ebooks and audiobook, or ebooks and hardcover books, into audiobooks. So we handle all of the vocal narration, direction, recording, editing, and publishing, and get it out to on over 40 different platforms digitally, internationally.
Okay.
One of my favorite parts about that, of being able to work with the authors, is that they get their own unique voices out, that we have. We're not AI. We have no AI. We are AI incapable. We don't, or disabled. I don't know, whatever. But yeah, my favorite part is that when I do get to work with folks who might not necessarily be professional narrators, actors, maybe not have been in front of the mic before, to get an amazing performance out of them and for them to really cherish their own voices. Because most people, we are all our own worst critics. So you don't necessarily like listening to ourselves or even seeing ourselves on camera. But when we come to the end of making the audiobook and them listening to themselves, they're like, oh, I actually did a good job. Yeah, you sound great.
Exactly.
It sounds great.
Yeah. And so many, I know when it comes to doing audio recording anyway, especially if you want it to be high quality, what are some of the essential tips that you usually share with folks that are going to go that direction?
To make sure they're recording in a professional space. I think that that is going to ensure a number of quality assurance things for your recording. So a lot of people have made audiobooks, and I have made audiobooks in other spaces that are not necessarily professional studios, but had to do more work in order to minimize environmental noise and other environmental factors, right? Mm-hmm. Little kitties that want to come on and be on the mic too. I'm sensitive to sound. Because of recording in places that you not necessarily are like recording studios, you just have to deal with a whole lot more. So one of those things that authors can do is really invest in recording their audiobook in a space that is going to ensure a wonderful sound, right? Just being on a professional mic, a good microphone, and in a space that they're not going to hear the refrigerator, they're not going to hear toilets flushing, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And I know that there's also a lot of benefits to narrating your own work, which a lot of you have options, right? There's talent that you can get to do your audiobook for you and read it. What are the benefits that an author can experience when they narrate their own, and how does it enhance the listener's experience?
So we produce a lot of books that are, and actually mostly nonfiction, right? So stuff that's written in the first or third person. And when they are such personal stories, right? Stuff that is coming straight from the author's lives, right? A lot of their sense of humor, a lot of their trauma, maybe sadness, laughter, joy, that comes through in their voice in a way that an actor might not be able to convey because they won't necessarily know the story in that way. These are things that are written from very personal places in a person. And so that really does come through in the narration. Mm-hmm. To be able to hear that for the listener gives them a very human experience, gives them a very authentic experience.
Absolutely. And I know that you have experience too in the entertainment, the recording industry. So what unique insights, given that, would you give to authors and experts about a little bit more like what you're saying about the voice of the power of their voice and narration in conveying their message more effectively?
From the perspective of being a musician? So I'm a classically trained vocalist, and I also trained as a music teacher and taught for over 20 years. So I have a lot of experience in working with people on their instruments, and specifically for their vocal instruments, and can hear what people need to do in order to make that instrument of theirs sound good, right? And that's part of what I do in working with authors. We do vocal work. We do prep work on being able to narrate for longer periods of time, right? We don't every day just speak for hours on end.
That's true.
So we do a little bit of training around that. I also send my clients to professional voice actor coaches or acting coaches so that they get a little bit more experience and practice reading their manuscript, prepping their manuscript in a way that is making sure it's listener friendly, right? Not necessarily reader friendly, but listener friendly, and working with them too. Because when you do get on the mic and narrate your book, it is a form of acting. And you want it to sound like you're having a conversation with somebody and you're talking right in front of them, or you're talking right into their ear. And for it to be interesting, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Not for somebody to be reading the podcast and da 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 dee dee oh 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 oh. And the clouds through the sun and the stars. Just making sure that everything flows, that everything has its own rhythm, and that they practice that and they get used to that.
Absolutely. And I know that at Oduwa Publishing, your aim is to make, like you said, make the world a more peaceful, equitable, and joyous place through audiobooks. How do you believe that these types of content can influence and inspire more positive change in people?
For sure. That's part of our mission, is to produce content that helps people. And that's our guiding star, our compass for all the content that we decide to produce. So if it doesn't fall under that first, if it's not a work that is going to be helping people to help themselves, to help them make their world a better place, and to help others in helping to make their lives better, it probably won't work for us to produce it. So because each of these titles has their own special way of fitting into our mission, right? That's what enables us to get out the content that we do, that all of it is stuff that's going to help to make the world a better place.
Exactly. I love that. It's just beautifully said. It does make the world a better place when we can be connected to each other in that way.
Yeah, because life is short.
Exactly.
I'm an old lady already. I feel it in my days. But I have only yay amount of time on this planet, and making sure that I am doing what really matters with my life. And I don't have children of my own. I'm an auntie. Mm-hmm. But everything that I do and have is going to go to the next generation. Right? My nieces and nephews. And yeah, this is for them. So we already have the world going to hell in a handbasket. So who knows what the world's going to be like when they have children? Right. That's an old Native American proverb of, what you do now is for your grandchildren's grandchildren.
It really makes you think beyond just what's happening right now, and just to get excited as well. It's something to be excited about, because the joy that comes from sharing knowledge in this way and helping others, that carries on. It's like such a ripple effect that it's exciting to think about for future generations of times.
I hope so. I hope folks are still listening to recordings down the line.
Yeah. The thing is, I know that with the younger generation anyway, it's like, who knows what the landscape of things will be at that time, right? Today it's TikTok and whatever. Come whatever generation it is down the road, it could be something, of course, it's going to be something completely different. So it just really emphasizes to me just the skills and the experiences and the values that are taught or developed at younger ages and going forward. It's, I feel like it's about teaching some of the more important aspects of like self-awareness, emotional intelligence, like being in touch with your feelings and honoring that. It's just, those are the skills that I'm seeing come from this work that helps to build up in people. And that carries on to the future generations, because we don't know what they're going to be facing at that time in terms of challenges and new technology. But it feels good to know that we're contributing this love and this joy and this information in a way that can really, again, have more effective change for sure.
Yeah. Got to help them rugrats now.
Exactly. So for authors that are new to, let's say, the audio publishing world and going down that route? Like, what are some of the common challenges that they might face, and how do you guys support them throughout their process?
So some of the challenges that authors, at least the folks who have been coming to me that maybe not have published yet, right? Because I get both, right? Folks who have already put something out in the world, and then those folks who are still working on their manuscripts, get an editor. That's the most important thing. Or get that second pair of eyes that is looking at your work, reading it through it with you, and making sure it's coming out in a way that they're good stories, right? That it makes sense. Mm-hmm. That there's a human aspect, even if it's super technical, right? There are human aspects to it that keep it interesting. When my clients come to me and we're in front of the microphone and laying out their book in audio form, if it's written well, it's gonna be a good listen,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's good writing, it's gonna be a good audiobook. So to make sure that authors are doing their due diligence to get an editor or a writing coach and getting out a really good book to begin with. People ask me like, oh, can I just make the audiobook and not do the written work? I'm like, what are we going to narrate? What do you want to narrate? And then how do you distinguish that from a podcast, right? Where it's right. just somebody talking? Are you just going to be talking? You could put that in the written form.
Very true. So true.
Right? Also, if they don't want to go the route of putting a hardcover out, there's always ebook. There is always the ebook. And for authors to think about, why would you do an audiobook if I just have the hardcover and ebook out already? Mm. It just is another way to cast a wider net. To have your content available in multiple forms, you're just going to be able to capture those clients, those customers that don't want to read. I get so many people saying, oh my God, I love audiobooks. I listen to them on my commute. I do them when I'm doing chores, when I'm whatever, doing other things, because that's the beauty of audio content to begin with. Right? To be able to consume that while doing other things. Driving. It is probably like the biggest one. But you're definitely going to be able to cast a wider net, right? To find folks who want to listen to what you have to say.
I love it. And I think about just also too, like the personal development side. Like I know that you emphasize in audiobooks that promote personal development. So what do you envision the future of this genre to be, right? And its impact on a listener's self-improvement journeys. Like, how do you think that this affects that? And what the future would look like in that space?
I think the more access people have to tools, that help them be better people, to be better humans, right? We're hopefully going to be able to treat each other better, right? Educating more people on how to be emotionally literate, right? How to take care of themselves, because that's where it starts, right? If we're not taking care of ourselves, we're definitely not going to be taking care of each other. That's where it starts, to be able to cast that wider net, right, to help folks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know that you all offer digital audio education as well. So can you talk a little bit about that as well for any expert that wants to venture into, let's say, audio production for the first time? Like, what kind of resources do you recommend? What should they consider when they're starting out?
Sure. Depends on what kind of content you want to produce, right? But there's YouTube University,
exactly.
Right? That is probably the largest resource out there right now for being able to figure out how to set up something at home, to how to set up your mics, how to set up your signal flow with your computers for all the different digital audio workstations, the DAWs. I use Pro Tools mostly, but for music, like I use Logic and sometimes GarageBand on my phone. It's so much fun. It's like a video game, but better. And yeah, to start there, start with YouTube, seeing what other people are doing and how they're doing it. The education that I provide, I'm going to be opening my own recording studio very soon. It's still under construction. Yeah. We have a couple more weeks to go before we're done. Treat the interior acoustically. So we're about a month or so away from opening our brick and mortar space, the Hummingbird Hut. That is a working title. We're not quite sure if that's
what I like it.
Because it's in the back of our property here in Oakland, and there's a lot of, it's right next to the garden, so there's all these birds, but a lot of hummingbirds. And so we're just like, we're going to make this the Hummingbird Hut.
That's beautiful.
It's our own recording studio that will be able to not only work with our clients, but also, yeah, pull in some interns and mentorees to teach audio engineering. And I've been working a lot with City College of San Francisco, Laney College here in Oakland, and the Peralta College District. And hopefully we'll be able to work with other colleges and universities to pull in more interns. Still on the fence about whether or not to start with high school kids, because I used to teach high school.
And, me too.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot. But they're also really amazing. And maybe down the line, once everything is set up, maybe. But for now, definitely love working with the college age folks or adults and doing that kind of training in audio production and post-production. So we'll have a space to do some training. And I usually take on one or two interns a semester. So in the spring and the fall, not really in the summer, because it seems like a lot of folks just leave. Like, they're just off and traveling and gone. So might be taking summers off, which is nice. But for the most part, yeah. Or maybe even take on more interns once the space is built. We're going to play it by ear.
Okay.
See what feels good.
That's amazing. I love it. The teacher doing her thing.
Still teaching.
Yeah, still teaching.
Yeah.
I love it. This has been so good of a conversation. I've learned a lot, even at just the value of and the benefit of an author, right? Of course, being the one to narrate their own audiobook and just some of the other things that you shared. It was really insightful. And I think it's given our audience a lot to think about, a lot to consider in this space, because we want to be effective. We want to reach our audience, and we want to, like you said, spread a wider net. That was something I also still holding on to from the conversation, because you're right. To be able to do this allows for more experience. I'm super excited that we were able to do this today. And I would love for you to share where folks can reach, get in contact with you if they want more information, and to partner with you if that's something they might be interested in. Where can they do that? And then also, what would you share as last parting words of advice to the audience?
Thank you, Tashi, for having me on here. Folks can get in touch with me at info@oduapublishing.com. That's info@oduapublishing.com. And again, my name is Allegra Bandy, and hit me up there. You can also go to our website at oduapublishing.com, fill in the contact form there, and I would be happy to talk with anyone about turning their books into audiobooks. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you. And any last parting words of advice?
Oh, parting words of advice. Yes, love yourself. You deserve it.
I love that.
Yourself.
That is such a beautiful reminder. So, Allegra, thanks again. I want to just acknowledge what you've done in this space for other authors and experts, help them get their message out there to spread wider net, really for positive change, right? That we can really look towards the next generation and extend all of this goodness to get this forward. So thank you again. This was awesome. And I hope everybody who's tuned in enjoyed the conversation. Definitely connect with Allegra and check out her studio. I was just talking, I might be up in Oakland at some point. So I want to come by and check it out. That'll be exciting. So thanks again, Allegra. And we'll talk to everyone up soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes another episode of The Author's Leverage, and I trust you're leaving today's conversation inspired and equipped to see your book as a source for so many possibilities. Before we part ways, I want to remind you to download your copy of the ebook and its digital companion workbook, 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. Again, it's a roadmap that's going to be useful to help you unlock the full potential of your book. Find it on our website, connect with us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, and share it along with a fellow author. Until next time, remember that your words have the power to change lives. So keep innovating, keep leveraging, and keep making an extraordinary impact. We'll see you next time.